Indigenous people have been a part of the international system since the early 1920s, when Chief Descahey, a Native American, attempted to defend the rights of his people before the League of Nations in Geneva. He was not allowed to speak. But on Monday, the language of the Onondaga Nation, whose homeland is in New York, filled the General Assembly Hall through a traditional welcome given by Chief Tadodaho Sid Hill.
First, we greet one another with great respect and thanksgiving. That way our mind should be. Now truly, He has created this earth, whom we call our mother, for whom we are thankful. There He has planted all that we need, that we must have to survive. That is where we take from to keep us happy. Now, at this point in time, still she is doing her duties rightly that the Creator has given her. Now then, we respectfully, kindly, as one, we put our minds together.
The UN estimates there are more than 370 million indigenous people living in 90 countries around the world. Paul Kanyinke Sena of Kenya was nominated as chairperson for this 12th session of the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues. He said they will be reviewing whether previous recommendations related to health, education, and culture have been implemented on the ground.
This is a real challenge for us, as we are well aware that indigenous peoples are still lagging behind in terms of access to basic services such as health and education, and indigenous peoples' cultures is not respected by the wider society unless it's about luring the tourist dollars.
Nestor Osorio, president of the UN Economic and Social Council, ECOSOC, was pleased to see indigenous representatives sitting in a chamber that is normally occupied by ambassadors. He said indigenous people have shared their knowledge for the collective benefit of humanity.
A great deal of indigenous traditional knowledge has been undermined and overlooked over the centuries. Despite this, indigenous peoples remain the custodians of many of the most biological diverse areas in the world, and their knowledge of medicine, agriculture, and the environment is increasingly recognized by scientists, academics, industrial corporations, and pharmaceutical companies.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, who is on mission in Africa, sent a message that was read out at the opening ceremony. In it, he called for better understanding of indigenous views and values through more engagement with this community. Deanne Penn, United Nations.